welcome to the very first ever episode of Lessons from the Farm. I am so excited to welcome all of you to this brand new podcast. My name is Nikki Koziars, if we are meeting for the very first time, and I thought I would just go ahead and kind of tell you the why behind this podcast. So for about 2 years now, I have really been wanting to jump into this podcast world, okay? But I was totally overwhelmed with the idea of what it would even mean to have a podcast. Like, how do you even do it? And so I kind of sat on it and played with it for about 2 years. But a couple weeks ago, I said, you know what? That's it. I am jumping into this thing and I am going to do it and I'm going to just figure it out as I go along. And so, by the grace of God, I think we are going to be launching this thing on a pretty special day. It is my birthday. I thought it would be super fun to launch this thing on my birthday and just kind of celebrate some things, because the title of this podcast is actually called Lessons from the Farm. So if we're meeting for the first time on this podcast, let me tell you just a little bit about myself. So my husband and I are what I like to call first generation farmers, which means we have absolutely no idea what we are doing, okay? There's no long generational line of farming in our family. But about 4 summers ago, we actually purchased a fixer-upper farm. Let that sink in for just a second. Not just a fixer-upper farm. And so we have been in the process of restoring this place to even being a little bit of a functional farm. And so right now, we currently have residing with us. And I say currently because it could change tomorrow. I've learned to expect the unexpected out here on the Fixer Upper Farm. But right now we have a few barnyard babies living with us. We have 4 pigs and I have 3 daughters that I'm going to tell you about in just a second. So they named all of these pigs. Okay. So they're named Princess something, all of them. And then we also right now have 2 donkeys, but one of them is expecting. So I'm sure I will keep you updated on this podcast about what is happening with Helen and Fred. Fred is the boy, Helen's the girl, obviously, but Helen is the one who's expecting. But y'all, donkeys can be pregnant for 11 to 14 months. What? Like, that is a long time to be pregnant with somebody. So we really don't know when Helen is going to have this baby. And because I'm a first generation farmer, I really have no idea what to even look for. So one day we will just walk outside and there will be 3 donkeys and I will tell you the story, I'm sure. But the reason why, wait, let me tell you about my kids too. They're important, right? I told you about the barnyard babies, but not my kids. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I have 3 daughters and they are so beautiful and amazing, but can I just go ahead and confess something? They are also very hormonal, like 3 girls ages 11 to 16. Yeah. There is some hormones in our house right now at this point. So, they are super fun though. It is one of the greatest joys of my life to be their mom and figuring this whole girl mom thing out. I didn't grow up with a sister, so I think it's hysterical that God has given me 3 girls and sisters trying to figure out the dynamic of all of that. So I love them. They are beautiful and they're so smart and just great, great little ladies. I love them. Okay. But they are hormonal. I will go ahead and just say that. So really, though, one of the greatest joys other than being a wife and a mom that I get to do in my life is to be a communicator of the gospel. I am a part of Proverbs 31 Ministries and have been a part of the ministry for quite a long time. It's been such an honor and a joy to serve this ministry in a variety of capacities. I have served with our online Bible study community, which, hello, OBSers are the most fun women on the internet, I'm convinced. They don't take Bible study, we don't take Bible study super seriously. I'm sorry, no, that came out totally wrong, you guys. We take Bible study very seriously, but we don't take ourselves very seriously, if that makes sense. Like, we like to have fun. Bible study should not be boring. It should be something that we can have fun with. Okay, so, whoo. If I had that fancy editing software, I would go back and change all that. But hey, this is going to be real authentic podcasting. So I totally messed that up. Okay. But we're going to keep going because I need to finish this today. So But I also have served Proverbs 31 Ministries through our First 5 app. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it is an amazing resource for you to spend just 5 minutes in God's Word every single day. And we take you through a different book of the Bible and just try to help you understand the overall picture, as well as digging down deep into some scriptures. And man, that has challenged me as a writer and as a communicator to be part of that. But I love the First 5 community. It's funny because I was talking to somebody, there's a big difference between the way the First 5 audience engages with the writers for First 5 and the way online Bible study community engages. It's different. It's neither one is better than the other, but it's definitely different. So I'm just getting started with the First 5 community. So still learning, everybody and kind of their style and their vibe and communication, things like that. So, it is a lot of fun to be part of that community as well. So, also, I kind of have this little book, baby. It's called 5 Habits of a Woman Who Doesn't Quit, the book and Bible study. And most weekends in the fall and especially in the spring, pretty much every other weekend, sometimes it runs back to back, I am out and about teaching the Word of God, teaching a lot on that message here recently. And so it is such a joy and such an honor to be able to communicate God's Word. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and just confess this to you. I am not this super smart theological type person, okay? I'm a woman who literally is sitting in her closet right now because it's the quietest place in my house, who just has a desire to open up the Word of God and share with others what God is teaching me in the way that I'm applying His Word to my life. And so if you've been with me on social media or on my blog, we went through those things called 2-Minute Tuesdays, and then we did Fresh Sight on Sunday nights, and all of those things were super impactful, but I kind of feel like you've got to stay where people are going. And so just kind of felt like podcasting would be the next place where I could take what I was already doing and apply it to this new community that I want to help build here in the podcasting world. And, you know, the other thing about podcasting that is super fun is that you can invite other people to be part of it with you. It doesn't just have to be you, because hello, it would probably be incredibly boring if it was just me and you every single time we did a podcast. And so I want to try to bring in as many people as I can into these conversations, but everything is going to be based around lessons. Okay. So lessons that I'm struggling with, lessons that I'm learning to learn, and lessons that you're learning as well. I want to hear back from you. This is, you know, our community. I want us to do this together. Okay. So this is not just all about Nikki Koziars. So today we are kicking this off on kind of an important day in my world. It is, in fact, my birthday. I thought it would be really fun to launch this thing on my birthday. And I thought that the best way to do this would be to share with you some of the lessons that I have learned in the quite a few years I have been alive. I'm going to share with you on in the conversation exactly how many years it has been, because it's actually the number of lessons that I want to share with you today. Okay, I promise you it's not a super long 3-hour podcast, because you might think that. It's actually a very short conversation. And I actually invited my friend Holly Myers to be part of this conversation with me, because Holly is a fun girl. Okay, like she is super fun. So I thought it would be fun to kick it off with her, and it would make it a little more interesting to kind of have a conversation and talking about these lessons that I have learned the past few years I have been alive. And then at the very end, I have a little Bible teaching that I want to share with you to help bring this whole thing home. But hey, make sure you listen to the very end of this podcast, because it's my birthday and because we're kicking this thing off today, I thought it would be super fun. That's kind of the theme of this first one, just having fun, right? To do a pretty big giveaway. Hello, $100 Amazon gift card. That's a pretty big deal. And I have this super incredible book bundle that, I mean, I haven't added up how much it would cost to actually buy all those books, but I'm feeling like it would be over another $150 just for the book. So like $250 worth of stuff that you have the opportunity to win. And I'm going to share with you how you can do that at the end of the podcast. So, hey, let's go ahead and get started as I share with you and my friend Holly some of the lessons that I have learned in the past, quote unquote, few years. Well, hey, Holly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
This is exciting. You're on the very first ever Lessons from the Farm podcast. How do you feel about that?
I love it. And we're sitting on the farm.
We are. Y'all, we're sitting at my kitchen table right now. So I'm so sorry if there's a little bit of an echo. But hey, this is real life, right?
It is real life.
Totally real life. At any moment now, a child could come running in the house. The doorbell could ring. I don't know. We could have anything happen. But we're just going to do this, right?
We're going to do this.
I'm a little nervous to get started. I was confessing that to you a second ago because, you know, I mean, it's kind of a big deal. The first episode ever.
It is a big deal.
So if it totally stinks, nobody will ever listen again.
I feel like we should have balloons and like sparklers or glitter or something.
Oh, yeah. You're like such a fun party person. Mm-hmm. Holly is, I told you guys a little bit about Holly, but she is one of my dearest friends. I've known you. How long have I known you?
About 7 years.
Gosh.
And 7 years means.
We're getting really old.
Lifelong friends.
7 years. But isn't that the number of completion?
It is. We're just getting started. That's what it is.
It's a new season of our friendship, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Holly, I know you are a pastor's wife. You're also a speaker with Crossroads Ministries. Tell us just a little bit about that real quick.
Okay. So my husband and I planted a church 6 years ago called Revolution Church in Gastonia. And I love it. I love doing it. Sorry, I'm trying to be really loud here. I love the women of my church. I love being a wife. I love being a mom. And I also speak with Clayton King Ministries out of Anderson, South Carolina. I've been doing that for a little over 3 years now. And I love it.
Awesome. Well, I love you. And I'm so grateful that you took some time out to do this with me today. Because, you know, Holly, the theme of this podcast is going to be lessons from the farm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, life teaches us many lessons.
Right.
Too many sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And I live in the city and you live in the farm.
This is awesome. Okay. So before we get into what I want to do on today's podcast, though, I thought it would be fun just to learn some things from you and about you, because we all just really want to know, like, really just real stuff about each other. Like, we can talk about our titles and what we do and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? One of my first questions for you, are you ready? Because this is what I really want to know. Okay.
No.
If you were a new addition to the Crayon Box, what color would you be?
A new addition. It would have to be something that had green and blue mixed together. So, like,
what does green and blue make together? Isn't it purple?
No, but I want purple. Like, I love, like, that real teal blue color.
Teal blue. Okay.
And I love, like, the real pretty emerald green. So, okay. Like, emerald teal? Emerald teal. That's my color. Emerald
we teal. Just totally made... What? Say it again.
Emerald teal.
Emerald teal. Okay, yes. We just made up a new color. Mm-hmm. There you go, guys. Okay. All right. What do you think about when you're alone in the car?
I wonder what they have on the Target dollar aisle.
I feel like you're always thinking about when you're getting your next cup of coffee.
This is true. This is really true. And like how I'm going to get my next coffee date so I can get the next cup of coffee. But I also try to pray. Like I do pray sometimes too. Yeah.
I don't pray in the car. Can I just confess
that? No, that's totally okay. That's when I don't have any like distractions sometimes
okay.
for me.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. All right. What was the last gift someone gave you? Because I know you love presents. What was the last gift you got?
In Haiti, which was last week, one of the girls on our team bought me a necklace from one of the vendors. It's made out of coffee beans.
Oh, that's perfect for you.
I loved it.
I love it. Okay. And I want you to think about the last job that you had, okay? What do you think was the greatest lesson that job taught you?
Wow. So I used to work at a... with Girls Rescue from Trafficking. And one of the biggest things I think from learn from that is, for myself, is being able to meet them where they are, because their baggage was so heavy, so deep, and they wanted to know that I also carried baggage so I could actually lead them out of that and like from darkness to light in a lot of areas. So I think for me, that was huge, being able to be vulnerable with them, a 15-year-old girl, 13-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. So that was huge.
I love that. That's awesome. You're amazing, Holly. Okay, friends. Well, it's my birthday today.
It's your birthday.
Well, not the day we're recording this, but.
But I celebrate birthday month.
She does. Like, y'all, Holly has a whole month. The whole month she celebrates her birthday. I don't know anybody else who does that. It's so funny. It's so funny. But I thought today this would be really fun if. To kick off this whole lessons from the farm thing, I'm going to have to confess my age though, okay? Because I want to share some lessons. And so I tied these lessons around the number, unfortunately, that
I'll say my birthday, my number too.
Okay, you go first.
I'm 42.
Okay, 42. So I'm turning 37 today, the day the podcast is airing. So you know, I said in the introduction, I know a little bit more than I did in my 20s, but I still don't know a whole lot, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what your 30s are. Yeah, so in the 40s. Yeah. Okay, so that's still what's coming next. So, yeah. All right, some of these lessons are, they're kind of deep, mm-hmm. but some of them are just like, hey girl, this is what I've learned, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to run through these 37 lessons. And for those of you going, oh my word, how long is this podcast going to be? We're going to talk about 37 lessons. No. We're going to run through them really quickly. And then I have a little bit of a Bible teaching that I want to share with Holly. And we're going to kind of discuss this. So Holly, you feel free to jump in at any time, okay, through these lessons. All right. Lesson number one that I have learned in the last 37 years. Number one, failure is not an option in life. It's a requirement.
Definitely a requirement.
I've had to fail in order to move on. And it's also, failure has what has shaped me as the person I am today. So you've got to have failure in life. Okay. Number two, I'd rather be an authentic nobody than a cheap knockoff of a somebody.
That's so good.
Right. I think a lot of our formative years are spent looking at other people. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, sometimes that can transfer into the way that we view ourselves. And so we think, oh, if she does it this way, then I need to do it this way. And really, honestly, after 37 years, I'd rather nobody know my name mm-hmm. and me be myself than trying to be somebody that I'm not.
I think so many people try to walk in other people's callings or giftings when they have so much to give on their own.
So much.
So I think that's such a huge thing. Yes.
So much. Okay, this is a fun one. Mm-hmm. Number three, sometimes brand names are better. For example, Tide laundry detergent is really the best.
I use Gain.
Oh, Holly uses Gain. I don't know. Maybe it's because of our water out here on the Fixer Upper Farm, but Tide is the only laundry detergent that will work well for me and make my clothes smell normal. So, okay, that's a lesson I've learned. All right, lesson number four. What doesn't kill you still hurts.
Yes, absolutely.
We sometimes just try to say, oh, it's not killing you, honey, but it still hurts, right?
Especially when his word's spoken to you or about you.
Or yeah, well, speaking of that, lesson number five, words linger for a long time.
Yes,
I can't tell you, and I'm just confessing right now, how many times I've spit something out to my husband, to my kids, to a friend, and not even realized like how long those words linger. Good words too.
Yes.
I mean, it can go either direction, but words really do linger for a long time. Okay, lesson number six, a clean house creates space to breathe. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Right? Like my house, I mean, you're here with me right now. It's not spotless. Excuse me. See, if this is where I had the fancy editing stuff, we could go through and cut that out, but we can't cut that out. So, so my house is not spotless, but one of the things I remember for so long, like when your kids are little, it is really hard to have a super clean house. And not super clean, but just creating an environment that you feel like you can breathe in, where you don't look around and see laundry and dishes, has really helped me become the best person that I can be every single day. Mm-hmm. I also, can I tell you something? This should have been a lesson, but the one thing that I do no matter what every single day, you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Make my bed.
Me too.
Yay. This is why we're friends.
A really great friend told me one time that you're, I forget, how many percent more productive for the day?
Well, there's a whole book called Make Your Bed.
Yeah. You told me this a long time ago.
Yeah. It's one of the most effective things you can do for your day. Okay. Lesson number seven. You don't always get to win. But this is very confusing for the culture we have right now, right? Because kids get trophies for everything.
Yes, I love it because it goes off of your number one about failure. Because I think, to me, we think that winning is success. And that doesn't necessarily mean that.
Right. We define our success. Right. Okay. Lesson number eight. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. Please don't believe.
Don't Google it. That's not a thing. Don't Google it.
Well, I think, you know, during the election, I was super surprised at how many articles got posted that were totally made up things where people were actually believing that it was truth. And I think this is something the enemy is using in our culture today, is just really blinding us. So you cannot believe everything you read on the internet. Okay, lesson number nine, and this is one of the hardest lessons that I've learned. Sometimes you have to accept things that are no more. And it's hard. Like, seasons come and seasons go, but the faithfulness of our God remains the same. But sometimes a season comes to an end and you have to accept it and you have to let it go. Okay, number 10, lesson number 10, your past has clues for your present assignment. Agree?
That's so good. Yes. I think everything that I'm like walking through now came from pieces of my past. You know what I'm saying? It's like the thing you're saying, that makes so much sense and so good, and where it's placed me now in, the, in my calling and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, lesson number 11.
Oh, gosh.
Pugs are the happiest dogs on the planet. They are!
Okay, I have a Pomeranian, and they yap a lot, so your dog is really sweet and really
he's happy.
Happy,
right?
He has a smile on his face.
He does! Know. Or he a does. Frown. Sometimes when he sticks his lip out, he looks like he has a frown. I don't know, Holly. Like, I'm going to confess something else. Sometimes late at night when I can't sleep, do you know what I do?
What?
I scroll through Pugs of Instagram. I do. I totally confess it. They really are the happiest dogs.
Okay. And they make you happy.
They do. They make me so happy. I can't even tell you. Okay. Lesson number 12. This life is just the warm up for eternity. Mm-hmm. For so long, I thought that this was it. Like, I had to accomplish, and I'm a girl who has way too many things I want to accomplish in my life. I need to live about 16 times, right? But when I started to understand that what we're doing now is just the warm up for what's coming in eternity, that really set me free to be able to know that, hey, I'm not going to get it all done while I'm here on this earth,
right,
but there's going to come a day where I'm going to step into this forever.
And it takes the pettiness of life away too. When you start focusing on what's after, it really, it shifts your perspective of everything while you're doing here on earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Lesson number 13. All the Apple things, all of them.
I agree. Yes, I agree. All the Apple things. I don't have an Apple Watch when I really want that.
Really? So. My husband, he got one this year for Christmas, and he really does like it. But I'm telling y'all, I tried all the other brands, and once I switched to Apple, it was a lesson.
I got a MacBook this year, and I'm like,
your life has changed, right?
Everything's changed.
Yes. Okay, sorry. We don't mean to offend anybody who doesn't use Apple.
All the droids, we're sorry.
Okay, so lesson number 14. There's a phrase, this too shall pass. And sometimes I really don't like that phrase because this too shall pass, but it sucks until it does.
Yes.
And we don't have to have this Pollyanna mindset about things like that. Like, sometimes it just really stinks and it's okay to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lesson number 15. You really shouldn't try to be blonde from a box.
This is true. I've never colored my hair before.
What? I did not know that. It looks like it's got some ombre in it.
So weird. I think it's just sunlight. Maybe Haiti or Honduras did this
Maybe.
To me. But I didn't know. I've never colored it.
Well, let me tell you something. After I had kids, you know, your hair gets all messed up from hormones and things like that. I tried to do blonde in a box.
Did you turn green?
Orange. Orange.
I've heard orange. I've heard purple.
Purple.
Yeah, I heard a girl turn purple before.
Wow. I mean, I think you can do dark hair from a box. I know a lot of people who are very successful with that, but blonde hair, you cannot do it from a box. Okay, number 16, lesson number 16. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm a risk taker for sure.
Yeah, it's important to take risk and just to go and do it. Number 17, no one can really make you happy. People can bring us joy, but there is nobody that can actually step in and fulfill that role of you personally being happy. It's a decision that you have to make.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson number 18, write your vision, goals, and dreams down.
I agree.
Don't just say it. Don't just have it floating around. Don't just pin it on Pinterest. Write it down. Mm-hmm. I remember, Holly, when we moved here to the Fixer Upper Farm, I did not have my first contract yet for Five Habits of a Woman Who Doesn't Quit.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next room over my office where we're sitting right now, I remember writing that verse in Habakkuk that says, write the vision down.
Yes.
And I wrote in that office on that wall that I would see the fulfillment of God with that message.
Wow.
And in that very office is where I wrote those words to Five Habits of a Woman Who Doesn't Quit. So I believe it. You got to write it down.
Yes.
All right. Lesson number 19. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, you realize how much you don't have it figured out. Right?
Yes. Very true. Very true.
Okay. This one's fun. Lesson number 20. And you may not agree with me on this, but Coke Zero trumps Diet Coke.
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
Okay.
I do agree. Because I'm a Diet Sundrop girl, but I will take Coke Zero over Diet Coke.
Okay. Sure. Okay. And then lesson number 21, I know I shouldn't drink Diet Coke.
This is true. All the chemicals, all the things. Yes.
Oh, less than.
You want carbonation.
You do. But, you know, now we have like kombucha. Well, that doesn't really have.
It does have carbonation.
Does it have it? Okay. Yeah, a little bit. And Le Creux. Mm-hmm. And then this other stuff, I'll have to give you a can. It's called Spritz, I think.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, really good. Okay, lesson number 22. Sleep is not something you should take lightly. Go to bed.
Yes.
For so many years, I remember trying to get by with as little sleep as possible, and I was a hot mess. Like, my brain, it needs to go to sleep. So, sleep is definitely a priority. Okay, lesson number 23. Believing the best about people actually sets you free from their mistakes.
So good.
So, learning, though, that I can still believe the best about you, but if you go ahead and do what I think in my head is not right, or, right, you know, having that judgmental tone, really, we both lose. That's when true. We do that. Yeah. So just learning to believe the best about people, it has so set me free from when and if they make a mistake. And it really is healthy to go into a conflict and not assume the worst about somebody.
That's really good.
Okay. Lesson number 24, debt is really bad.
This is really bad.
Really bad. My husband and I went through Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University two years ago. And so we have been in the process of getting all of our debt gone. Mm-hmm. And when you start to make that decision, you start to realize, like, gosh, that was so stupid. Like, why did we do that? Mm-hmm. So debt is really bad. Lesson number 25. You don't need permission from anyone to do what you are here to do.
Oh, I love it. I think that for so long for myself, I kept waiting for permission and I kept waiting for approval. And the moment I stood up and said, no, this is what God's called me to do and gifted me to do, it literally changed my whole perspective on ministry and everything about who I am.
Makes you free to be, right?
Yes, free to be. Yes.
I love that. Okay, number 26. Good makeup is actually important.
It's very important.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because for so long, when I hit 40, it's coming.
Well, I'm right behind you.
Reading glasses, and then I would always run to the store, grab a $5 bag, you know, thing of like foundation. Mm-hmm. Now I spend $40 and Ulta on good foundation.
Well, and your daughter is really good with her makeup.
Ridiculous.
Does she teach you things?
No, she does not. She doesn't teach me a thing. And she spends more money on makeup than I do.
I bet she does. Yeah. I bet she does. Okay. And then this goes to lesson number 27. And so is washing your face.
Very much so. Yeah, very much
and so. I don't think in our 20s we realize how important good skincare is. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you what, when you get to your later 30s, early 40s, all those sunspots and
I love like the little wipes that you can do really quick to pop off your face. Yeah. I love those. But cleansing it is very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Lesson number 28, and this might sound silly, but praying is actually really important to God.
So important.
For so many years, I remember thinking, and I think Lisa Turkers has a quote, something like, am I thinking about it or am I praying about it? And for so many years, I was really just thinking about it, thinking I was praying about it, but I wasn't. And only the past couple of years have I really come to understand the importance of praying and how important it is to God that we have this communication with Him on a regular basis.
Right. I think so many times that people think that when I pray, it's going to happen on like my timing, the way that I want it to happen. But for me, prayer is such intimacy with Him. Like, even if nothing comes of that, I've created intimacy with God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hold on, guys. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Our fancy technology turned off. Okay. Lesson number 29. There is no such thing as a perfect church. Agreed. We look for it, though. We want there to be a perfect church. But the reality is the church is filled with imperfect beings. And so there's never going to be a perfect church. Lesson number 30. If you don't love it, don't buy it.
Exactly.
I cannot tell you how many things the past 37 years that I have bought that I've been like, oh, I kind of like that. Like shirts and jewelry. If you don't love it, do not buy it.
And try it on before you buy it.
Yes. Amen.
Try it on before you buy
Amen. It. Amen. Okay. Lesson number 31. Just be nice. Mm-hmm. Be nice. Like the world would be such a much better place if we would just be nice to each other. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of mean people out there, but there's a lot of nice people too. Okay. Lesson number 32. If you don't build your own dreams, someone will hire you to build theirs.
Oh, that's so good. These are like truth bombs. I'm like, whoa, this is good. That is so good.
And I'm all for coming beside other people and things like that. But you have got to get out there and do what God has made you to do.
You have put me in my place several times with this whole do my own dream thing, which is so good because I love that because we cheer each other on in our dreams.
We do.
But I know what my lane is and what your lane is.
Right.
So it's really good. That's really good.
Okay. Lesson number 33. You need to laugh. Like, it's not optional.
Yes.
It's laugh, not. Laugh. Yes.
You burn calories when you laugh.
You
is
do?
I think so.
I totally.
Because you're moving your stomach.
So we've probably burned like 300 calories in this podcast. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Lesson number 34. Unplugging from social media from time to time is the best thing for your brain.
I feel like for me, even when I was blogging regularly, like every single week, I had to stop social media on Tuesday so I could blog on a Wednesday. Because if I didn't, my mind was so clouded with everything's opinions or what I saw on Pinterest, what I needed to buy. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. We got to turn it off. We got to. Lesson number 35, get lost in a fiction book at least once a month. Mm-hmm. Do you read fiction?
I love it, yes.
I do too. I love.
Rivers anything.
Oh, I've not read anything from her.
Redeeming Love?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm like, Redeeming Love? This is like the book of all. But I also read like a really good, when I went to the beach this past year, I left all my Christian books at home.
Yeah.
And I just went and looked on a shelf and it was like a murder mystery.
Yeah.
And I was sucked into it.
Yeah, me too. I read this book. It's called Behind Closed Doors. Ooh, really juicy. Mm. Okay. Lesson number 36. You really do need sunshine.
Yes.
Vitamin D therapy is a thing.
It really is a thing.
So. Yeah. I think in this world that we live in now where we spend so much time behind our computers and in offices, we have to get out in the sun. It's really good for you. And last but not least, lesson number 37, there really is a time for everything. Mm-hmm. And this is a lesson, Holly, that I have been kind of painfully learning over the past few months. But I've been studying in the book of Ecclesiastes, specifically Ecclesiastes 3, where King Solomon is who we believed wrote this book of the Bible.
Yeah.
And he talks about how, and if you have your Bibles, and well, probably most of you are driving or doing something else, so you can't look at this right now, but just when you have a second, spend some time reading Ecclesiastes 3, because he talks about how there really is a time for everything and a season under every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down. And he goes through all of these different seasons in our life that we really do step into. And for so long, I remember not really understanding this concept that I am my own manager of the time God has given me.
Right.
And it's a choice every single day what I wake up and decide to do with my life. And so, there's days where, you know, it just needs to be like a Netflix binging for a couple hours, and not very often here recently. Or, you know, I just want to hang out with friends or things like that. But most days I am painfully aware of how much we have to manage our time. And, a lot of people who are connected to me through social media know that my mom has actually been walking through a season of brain cancer. Mm-hmm. And you've walked with me through this. Yeah. I remember the day you came and sat with me in the hospital, and we literally just stared at her for hours and felt helpless and didn't know what to do. And you were with me when they took her down for a test and things like that. And you've been that friend who has walked with me literally through this. Mm-hmm. But this is not a fast season. It's right. And I want to be careful, because God could still at any moment step down and do anything with her. It's 100% possible. Mm-hmm. But we're in this season right now where we're facing the facts while fixing our faith. And so the reality is, I know that every day is a gift with her. Mm-hmm. And even the hard days and even the bad days, and there's been more bad days than there's been good days. Mm-hmm. And so it's been very painful. But I think what this passage has really made me see is in verse 11. It says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity into the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end." And when I read that verse, Holly, I am reminded that I can make decisions, I can make plans, I can learn lessons and things like that. But really, going back to one of my lessons about how this is just the warm-up for what's coming, God put that inside of us. There's a season of eternity that is inside of us. But the thing is that we cannot, what that verse says, we cannot fathom what it could possibly look like for us. Right. And so as I'm walking through this season with my mom, and I'm watching this painful reality that she's facing every single day of sometimes not getting my name right, sometimes not getting my kids' names right, feeling angry that, you know, pretty much her whole life has been taken away, I can look at her and I can still have hope and I can still have joy and knowing that God has put eternity into my mom's heart because she has chosen to follow Jesus Christ. Right. And even though right now it looks like suffering and it looks like painfulness, I know that the goodness of God is still coming in her life. Right. And I think, you know, as we wrap up this very first ever podcast episode, I can't think of a better tone than just to leave it in this place of just remembering that there really is a time for everything.
Right, and I want to add to that because I think when you hear the word time, the moment, the word that comes into my mind is the word moment. Mm-hmm. It's a moment. Like we're having a moment right here. Yeah. And so I think when you have those toes in the sand moment, you're at the beach, you don't want that moment to pass.
Right.
But when you're able to embrace those moments of heartache, like I've watched you go through for the last several months of not knowing what the next step was with your mom or what was going to come of that, but being able to literally set in that pocket of that moment of knowing that God is faithful, knowing that he has already set things in motion for what's to come, that to me, that's where the beauty comes from, to make beautiful everything beautiful in its time in that moment.
Right.
Beautiful in that moment. Like when you think about that, my past of losing my father or being rejected or whatever that looks like, but embracing Jesus in that moment is where the beauty comes from. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really, really good.
Mm, that's so good, Holly. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. Well, friend, thank you so much for kicking this off with me. Thank you for doing life with me. Thank you for doing life with anyone who's going to be listening to this. I don't know who they are yet, but hopefully at least your mom will probably listen, right?
Oh, she'll tell you.
I love Holly's mom.
She loves Nikki.
It's so fun. Mm-hmm. But hey, guys, I don't want you to click off of this just yet because we are doing a big giveaway. And here's a little clue. Holly is involved with it. So I want you to stay tuned. I'll be back in just a second to tell you about the giveaway and how you can enter. And Holly, thank you so much again for your time.
Thank
I
you
really
for
appreciate
having
it.
Me.
Will you come back on the podcast again?
Absolutely. And it's your birthday. Everybody say birthday.
All right, friends. You guys, we'll see you again soon, Holly.
Bye.
Well, wasn't that so much fun? Don't you just love Holly? I had so much fun sharing those many 37 lessons with you guys. I hope you enjoyed them. And hey, I wanted to tell you real quick how you can enter the giveaway, the Amazon gift card, as well as the book bundle. We're going to call this the podcast pack giveaway. And I want you to head to my website, nikkikoziarz.com, nikkikoziarz.com, and click on blog, and you will see the post from the week of July 31st through the first week in August. We're going to have this giveaway up. And hey, if you could do me a huge favor, since we are kicking this thing off, it is part of the giveaway to go do this, but I wanted just to throw this out there as well in case you're not entering the giveaway. If you'll head to iTunes and leave a review of this podcast and let me know what you thought about it and just tell others about it. That would be amazing, y'all. It's really hard to kick something like this off, so I really appreciate your support and encouragement on that. And I wanted to go ahead and tell you about next week's episode. We are going to be talking with my youngest daughter, Kennedy Grace. And so I have a little interview that I want to do with her on some lessons that she actually has had to learn, as well as myself. And then I will have another, a little bit more of an extended Bible teaching for you guys next week. So can't wait to be with you guys next week. And thank you so much for being part of this very first podcast. Woohoo! We did it, you guys. So much fun. All right, I'll see you next time.